Today's readings in the Mass schedule are twofold, one from Exodus and one from the Gospel of Matthew. Sorry, not Exodus, Deuteronomy, excuse me, the Gospel of Matthew. In the first one, we're going to hear Moses, and in the second one, we're going to hear Jesus. And they'll both be speaking on the same subject, which is the law of God. And both of them will hold the law in very high esteem. And being raised Christian, I was often taught that the law is something maybe obsolete, that the gospel is something that somehow supplants the law. So why is the law held in high esteem? The law of Israel is held in high esteem because it is what gives us societal harmony. It is what creates harmonious living among us, among our sangha. And so as Lent is the season to look inward, I guess the question I ask is, what can we do for those among us? What can we do to uphold the spirit of the law, to look out for those around us? And I will note that both of these readings, the emphasis is not just on observing and following the law, but also on teaching it. So it's an even higher order to teach it. The first reading is from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and 5 through 9. Now, Israel, hear the statutes and decrees which I am teaching you to observe, that you may live and may enter in and take possession of the land which the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. Therefore, I teach you the statutes and decrees as the Lord my God has commanded me, that you may observe them in the land you are entering to occupy. Observe them carefully, for thus will you give evidence of your wisdom and intelligence to the nations, who will hear of all these statutes and say, "This great nation is truly a wise and intelligent people." For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him? Or what great nation has statutes and decrees that are as just as this whole law which I am setting before you today? However, take care and be earnestly on your guard not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen, nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, but teach them to your children and to your children's children. Second reading is from Matthew, chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. This is Jesus speaking. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Amen, I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not the smallest letter or the smallest part of a letter will pass from the law until all things have taken place. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do so will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever obeys and teaches these commandments will be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven.